Tomorrow, Kate and her mother will leave for a week's trip to the southeastern states to tromp through old cemeteries in search of lost roses. Ready? Kate hollers. We wave our arms high, and Kate hits the on button of Dad's tape recorder. The Mozart sonata Dad picked out begins to play. When we hear the first note, we open the sacks, and the ladybugs escape through the opening, taking flight. It's as if someone has dumped rubies from heaven. Soon they will land on the plants in search of bollworm eggs. But right now they are magic. Red ribbons flying over our heads, weaving against the pink sky, dancing up there with Mozart. Mrs. McKnight covers her mouth with her hand, and I wonder if she is just amazed at the beauty of it all, or if she is remembering Wayne, standing here in the cotton fields last year, releasing the ladybugs.
Now I understand what Toby meant by the ladybug waltz. Instead of using chemicals, some farmers release ladybugs to get rid of pests. In this case, the ladybugs are going after bollworm eggs on the cotton plants. The McKnights have turned the ladybug waltz into a tradition and celebration. I think it symbolizes the end of summer and a promise of the future. Future crops and continuing friendships. It brings them all together, even shy Mr. Wilson, who provides the music. And then there's Zachary, who I'll bet has never done anything like this in his life, or had friends like these, either. He even lets Miss Murdy May take his picture. That's a change from the beginning of the book, when he told her not to photograph him. Let's pick up the story on page 223, where it reads, "One group of ladybugs soars high."
One group of ladybugs soars high into the sky, then suddenly dips low like a flock of birds flying in perfect rhythm. Cal jumps up and down, waving his sack. "Wow, did you see that?" Everyone in the field has something to say about it, except Zachary. Holding his empty sack, he stands in his ocean of cotton with the sun sinking fast behind him. He's wearing the same stunned look on his face